Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, January 9th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Extension Agent Mary Sue Cole. Birthdays, President Richard Nixon, born on this day in 1913. In 1977, Nixon spent hours talking with David Frost about Watergate.
I brought myself down. I gave him a sword. And they stuck it in, and they twisted it with relish. And I guess if I had been in their position, I'd have done the same thing.
Folk singer Joan Baez is 73 today. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is 70. Actor Bob Denver, best known as Gilligan, but he first won fame as the beatnik character Maynard G. Krebs on Dobie Gillis.
Get to work!
Bob Denver, born on this day in 1935, Maynard acquires a new gadget, a transistor radio.
Look, ain't it a gasser?
It's great if you like hearing aids.
What is it?
It's like a radio, a personal portable, they call it. You plug this thing in your ear, and you're the only one who can hear it. I can listen to jazz off the class, and then no one knows.
And what if the teacher sees you?
What's the difference, man? He'll never figure this one out.
Somewhat related on this day in history, January 9th, 2007, Steve Jobs introduces the iPhone.
What we want to do is make a leapfrog product that is way smarter than any mobile device has ever been and super easy to use. This is what iPhone is, okay? So, we're going to reinvent the phone.
In 1776, as the American Revolution was beginning, Thomas Paine publishes the highly influential pamphlet Common Sense. Number one on the charts this day in 1956, Dean Martin. And memories are made of this.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Memories are made of this.
On the KETR events calendar on Saturday, January 18th, please join in a celebration for the Reverend Martin Luther King in Greenville. Events begin at 8 a.m. with the 5K Run Against Racism, starting at Market Square at Lee and Bodark Streets in downtown Greenville. At 10 a.m., there will be a parade in downtown Greenville, followed by a program at 11 a.m. in the Municipal Auditorium. For more information, see events at KETR.org. The Greenville celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, Saturday, January 18th. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole, the Hunt County Extension Agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary Sue visits with us from time to time about all of the different things and just a myriad of things that you all are involved in. Something new that we're doing now, Mary Sue, is our thought for the day, and that is this morning, when given a choice of being right or being kind, choose kind. And that is from Wayne Dyer, the author. Thank you, Wayne Dyer.
That's a really hard one to do, isn't it?
Well, you know that you have to catch yourself sometimes, don't you? But you kind of work it. This is like all of these things. Work at it a little bit. Work it a little bit every day. You get better and better. That's the way I find that works. Something to think about. Of course, this is the time, Mary Sue, when right after Christmas, right after the holidays, everybody says, okay, I've got to lose 10 pounds right. or 50 pounds or whatever, and get busy with exercise. And of course, nutrition and all is one of your interests and expertise areas. You're telling me about something called the DASH diet.
Right. It's been around for several years. It was developed by the National Heart and Lung Institute, actually to address hypertension. And that's why the acronym DASH stands for Dietary Approach to Stop Hypertension. But it's such a great diet to treat help to prevent many chronic diseases, including diabetes and heart disease. And it's a really easy to follow, sound nutritional diet. During this time of year, there's so much stuff out there about losing weight and eating healthy, and so much of it is not research-based. But this is one that I can recommend as a dietitian that anybody can follow. Of course, it can be adjusted for calorie levels. You need to kind of know what your target is, and then you can adjust it. But it was actually selected as the number one diet for the last 4 years by People in the Know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recently reported in U.S. News and World Report, so some people may have seen that. But the criteria for that is that it's easy to follow, that it's nutritionally sound and safe, effective for weight loss, and effective in preventing diabetes and heart disease, which is a win-win all the way around. Mm-hmm. So you want to know the steps to following this?
Well, what do you eat or what don't you eat, or how would we characterize it?
Well, you eat a variety of foods. When I first heard about this diet, the thing that stood out to me is that the plan, which is really what we're familiar with, but the plan makes the diet high in the nutrients that help control blood pressure, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And so for that reason, it's very high in fruits and vegetables and low-fat dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes whole grains. It includes seeds and legumes and those high-fiber foods in addition to fruits and vegetables that we're all trying to increase in our diet. Mm-hmm. But I highly encourage people, if they are looking for a new plan, to adopt the DASH diet.
The DASH diet, D-A-S-H.
Right.
And we're going to put a link on the KETR website and the Blacklands Cafe part of the website to this to help people find it. Don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want you to mention a couple of things that you have coming up. One is a program on food training for food handlers.
Yes.
This is Tuesday, January 14th at your extension office in downtown Greenville.
It will be in our office. It's a two-hour training. It's particularly good for volunteers that work with food programs, either in food pantries or preparing foods for concession stands or whatever. But it's also the certification program that is recommended for people who are planning to make and produce and sell food products out of their home.
Mm-hmm,
so we'll meet that criteria.
Yeah, which we talked about a while back. And then on Thursday, January 23rd, you have, this sounds great, especially considering we've been talking about dieting, but
all things in moderation.
There you go. A pie workshop, and it's taking place on National Pie Day.
It is. January the 23rd, one of our local food entrepreneurs, Shannon Folds, who owns a very successful Just Pie business in West Tewakoni.
And which is going to be opening a new outlet in downtown Greenville.
Exactly, which will be opening soon in Greenville, is going to be teaching this, and it'll be about the basics of pastry and meringues, which are the two things I get the most questions about in regard to pies. So Shannon's the expert when it comes to pies.
If someone wanted to know more about these, they could go to your website?
Probably just giving me a call at 903-455-9885. That's the quickest way to get the information.
455-9885. Very good. Mary Sue Cole, Hunt County Extension Agent, thank you as always for what is always an enjoyable visit. And thanks for having a cup of coffee this morning with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.